اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. His Holiness Muhammad and Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has said, I leave among you the Thaghalain, the Book of Allah, and my Itra. Verily, they will be inseparable from each other until they join up with me at the pool of Kauthar. To Allah belongs all praises and thanks, and hallowed be Thou, O Allah. Bless Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household, who are manifestations of Thy beauty and magnanimity and the treasures of secrets of Thy book, which crystallizes Thy oneness through all Thy glorious names, even the Supreme One that no one knows other than Thee. Curse be upon those belonging to the root of evil tree that transgressed upon them the Prophet and his progeny.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the performance of obligation. In one of his speeches, he mentions that if we perform the duty that God, the blessed and exalted, has made incumbent on us, we should not be afraid of the possibility of being defeated. In this part of his speech, he's referring to what we need to perform. We need to do what it's been given to us. We need to perform what is our duty. We need to do our job. And if we are doing our job, then no matter what is the result, we must perform our duty in any case. And we should not be careful or looking at the results, because the results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me just give a simple example that if in the store, if someone is working in a store and there is some inventory, some people are working in the stock room and they have to process the stock so that it can go to the floor. It can get ready for the sale and go to the floor.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
The people in the stockroom, they have to perform their duty. They should not think about the sale of the stock. They should not be worried about how to display the things on the floor, because their duty is to just process the goods or the stock that has come in the stockroom. And when the goods are going to the floor for the sale, when they're displayed for the sale, that is another thing. That is not in the hands of the one who is processing it. So if they start thinking about the sale, for example, we had 10% sale, so let's process 10% of the goods. And tomorrow, on the basis of yesterday, if they also like process in the next day 10% of the goods, and if they got more customers, what if they got more customers the next day and they had 50% of sale? Therefore, they wouldn't have enough stock to put on the floor. Therefore, the people who are in the stock room, the duty which has been given to them is to just process the goods, to put the tags on, I don't know, to put the price tags on, and then to make it ready for going to the floor and being displayed on the floor, no matter how much sale was there on that day or the next day or that week. So therefore, similarly in our life, Allah has given us some obligations to perform. There are some duties that we need to perform.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.